Pushkin. Hey there, Against the Rules listeners. We'll be back with a new season in April. Until then, here's a preview of a special project that we've been working on. I was 27 years old when I wrote my first book. It was called Liar's Poker.
His friends thought he was crazy when he quit in 1987 to write a book. They were wrong. The book Liar's Poker hit the New York Times bestseller list, and Michael Lewis never went back to work on Wall Street. Now he just writes about it.
I'm Michael Lewis, and it's true. I never went back to Wall Street, except, of course, to write about its ups and downs. I also actually never reread Liar's Poker until now. But now I'm releasing it for the first time as an unabridged audiobook with Pushkin Industries. Here's how it starts. I was a bond salesman on Wall Street and in London. Working beside the traders at Salomon Brothers put me, I believe, at the epicenter of one of those events that helped to define an age. Traders are masters of the quick killing, and a lot of the killings in the past 10 years or so have been quick. And Salomon Brothers was indisputably the king of traders. While we were in the studio making the audiobook, I kept interrupting myself. Sometimes I was annoyed with my younger self as a writer, but also I had so many questions. Questions about what had happened to the people I wrote about, for example. And why did Wall Street keep getting more crazy, not less, after the events I described? So I called up a bunch of my former colleagues from Wall Street. I also spoke with Ira Glass and George Saunders about how writers find their voices. And all of this has come together as a podcast mini-series called Other People's Money. Think of it as a companion piece to the book.
It was a good time for you to write that book and me to be forced to leave.
Did you feel like you were forced to leave?
By the book?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you'd have told me that Salomon Brothers in 1989 was a kind of golden age for women.
You would not have expected that, would you?
You hate the young Michael Lewis. You hate 27-year-old you.
27-year-old me has got serious character defects that are coming through between every line. Other People's Money is coming soon, right here in this feed. So keep an ear on it. Don't go anywhere. And you'll be able to find this new and for the first time wholly unabridged Liar's Poker audiobook at pushkin.fm/liarspoker. And also at Audible.
You were the wolf of Wall Street.
I was like the antelope of Wall Street or the rabbit of Wall Street. I was not the wolf of Wall Street.